This is your wake up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Being a mother, being a
Where's CJ Envy?
Panda.
Envy's in here in his Halloween costume.
Panda. Good morning, Angela Yee.
All I heard was people screaming in the hallway.
Yes, that's right. I am designer this morning. That is my costume, Panda.
So how are you have on a... I've never seen a panda wearing an Adidas sweatsuit before, though.
It's not Adidas. This is actually a company called Ordinary out of Canada, but I'm Panda.
All right. Good
I'm
job.
Panda. Look, I can open my mouth. Look, 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 look.
Why are the panda's teeth all bloody now?
It's
that's
like
a scary
panda.
All right. I'm
I scared the ish out of our intern this morning.
I heard them screaming this morning.
It's pitch black in here. She's on the computer. I walked up behind her and I tapped on her shoulder. And when she turned around, oh my goodness. That was hilarious. She could have died, though. I better stop.
Yeah,
that.
You better stop doing that.
What is that?
Attack.
Who are you? That is your costume?
I don't know. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't plan ahead. But
that's somebody from Frozen, right?
Yeah. We just got a package in the mail.
Oh, you just happened to get that today.
Yeah, and this is from Dame and John. You know they do those from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Today is Halloween. You should get in the spirit, dress
up. I'm in the spirit now.
Go to work crazy. Enjoy it with your kids. I am designer Panda.
You ain't bring no candy for us, though.
I ain't bring no candy. I don't know. I'm dressed up. People
and you
give
still
me
have
candy.
The tag on the back of the panda.
You said what?
Head. There's still a tag sticking up.
Oh, because it's going back. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why.
Come on, man. We can't take this panda back to the store.
That's all right. I'm doing all right. I'm pretty good. Well,
now, what's Charlamagne's costume today?
I don't know. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was Hillary Clinton.
I remember that. That's why he got in trouble for that.
Then he was an ugly, disgusting face, I think, last year.
So no costume?
Stupid. And I don't know what he's this year, but shout out to everybody in Alabama.
Yes, we were in Birmingham, Alabama for the Magic City Classic over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Me and DJ Envy was down there. We were in the parade.
That's right, we
which
went
was
in
really
parade.
Fun and exciting, and we got to see a lot of people.
We tailgated as well.
Yes, we had the tailgating. Who won the game?
Alabama State.
ASU?
I'm lying. We left before the game finished.
Oh, so you just lied for real?
I just made that up.
Just blatantly
but,
lied?
But people were from Alabama State. They told me Alabama State were going to win, so that's where I was going with.
I saw a lot of people from A&M, and they were telling me they was going to win.
Oh.
Well, there you have it. Now, you don't even know because you stayed there all weekend.
I did stay there all weekend. I went to a club. I think it's called Magnolia.
Oh, yeah. You DJed at Magnolia.
Oh, man,
no,
I had
you
a great
hosted
time
at Magnolia.
There. And shout out to Michael's.
Oh,
that's the
yes.
restaurant in the A-Loft.
That was a great restaurant.
Restaurant
shout out to Israel, who's
amazing.
One of the owners of Michael's.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I had the best bread pudding ever there.
Oh, yeah, bread pudding was amazing. I had the surf and turf, the steak and lobster tail, macaroni and cheese, green beans. I was so disrespectful to my diet this weekend.
All right, well, everybody who is dressed up for Halloween, please send us some pictures.
Send us a picture.
And I'll post it on Twitter and everything. I want to see who has the best costume. I know everybody's been posting Beyonce and her mom and Blue Ivy.
I'm Snapchatting myself right now. Panda?
Oh, my gosh. Also, shout out to our guy, Trouble Andrew from Gucci Ghost. He's actually at the juice bar right now working, getting our mural done.
You got to tell him who that is.
He's a famous snowboarder, Trevor Andrew, but now he's also a artist designer for Gucci. He does the Gucci Ghost designs, and he's been in there
all
working.
All the new dope Gucci stuff you see people wearing, he designs it.
With the graffiti that everybody's been wearing, Beyonce on her Formation
the juice
tour.
Ball. That's mm-hmm. amazing. You got some connections, girl. You go ahead, girl.
Thank you, Panda. All right. Well, let's get the show started. We do have front page news coming up.
What are we talking about?
We'll talk about Hillary Clinton and the FBI investigation. Everybody's
Uh-oh.
Talking about this. Let's find out what's going on. We'll give you everything you need to know about what's going on.
All right. Well, I'm going to do some snaps in this outfit, and we'll be back with front page news. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Panda.
Another one.
Take this mask off. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. Angela Yee. Oh, you back at that?
You put your Hillary Clinton mask on again?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
Katy
Club.
Perry's
let's get
better,
some front page
so you know.
News.
What? You guys can't both wear masks right now because you sound crazy.
I took mine off.
Hold on. There you go.
What about now?
Okay, now there we
you
hear go. You.
I can't hear.
Turn up your volume.
Oh, no, I got this mask
turn
on
your
my ears.
Hold on.
This guy, man.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Hey, hello? Oh, okay. Are you on the phone?
All right, I'm good. All right.
My goodness. All right, you overslept, huh?
Oh, I did oversleep last night because, you know, Sunday night football. You can say it. Say it like how you say it every day.
Well, let's hey, get
it. Say it. Sunday night football.
In Sunday night football, the Bengals and Redskins
That's definitely not what happened.
The Patriots beat the Bills.
Nope.
The Jets beat the Browns.
Nope.
Panthers beat the Cardinals. Texans beat the Lions. Saints beat the Seahawks. The Raiders beat the Bucks in overtime. Great game, by the way. Chiefs beat the Colts. Broncos beat the Chargers. Falcons beat the bum-ass Packers. I'm just saying bum-ass Packers because I'm a producer. He's a Packer fan. And in Monday Night Football. No, I'm talking about the Vikings. They play the Bears tonight.
Yeah, in Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 29-23. Drop one of Clue's bomb for my Dallas Cowboys. That makes us 6-1 on the season. And next week we have a bye week because we play Cleveland. Okay?
Oh, you call that a bye week?
That's definitely a bye week.
Is Romo coming back?
No, man, Romo needs to sit his ass down. All right? That's what Romo needs.
Romo's coming back next week. You guys will lose.
No, he's not. First of all, he's not coming back against Cleveland. Dak's going to play that game. And Romo is Vine now. That's what Romo just
he's
needs
Vine.
To understand. Romo
it's over.
Is
it's
Vine.
A wrap.
Romo is Vine, bro.
Oh,
that's all.
Goodness.
That's all there is to it. Romo is Vine.
Well, my Giants, we didn't lose or we didn't win. So we are a second place in our division. Yes, we are.
Oh, no matter. We're two games ahead of everybody in
we
our
are.
Division. So
okay.
Doesn't
we're,
matter.
We're second place.
None of that matters to me this morning.
Now, let's talk about this Clinton email investigation. It's still going on. I thought it was over.
Everybody did think it was over, but now the FBI Director James Comey has delivered the news that they are going to be looking at additional emails they discovered. They're going to review them to see whether they are related to the investigation and to her handling of classified information. So we don't know if these emails are emails they've already seen and reviewed before. We're not sure what's in these emails, but we do know that they are going to investigate further. And the election is happening in just a few days.
November 8th, baby.
Right. So that's interesting situation. How is that going to affect people? How do people feel about Hillary Clinton? A lot of the issues she's had is with people saying that she is not trustworthy. So we have to figure out whether or not these are the same emails that the FBI has already reviewed in their investigation into her private email server.
Mm. Why are people trying to stop the Breakfast Club's trip to the White House?
Aren't
they? Could you stop it already? Jesus Christ. The election's in a week.
Goodness gracious.
Like 7 days.
Yes.
But this investigation could take quite a while, so there's no way it'll be done in the next few days. The initial investigation took months, so they can't predict how long it's going to take for all of this to go down.
More like 9 days. I don't know. I'm terrible at math. It's soon. It's November 8th.
It's very soon.
Well, let's talk about this week-long manhunt that's over now.
Well, they did manage to find the man, Michael Dale Vance Jr. He was wanted on multiple charges. He shot two Oklahoma police officers. He did multiple carjackings. He killed two of his relatives. And so he is guilty of two counts of first-degree murder. They did look for him since last week after he shot and wounded two police officers. That happened October 23rd. And they did shoot and kill him after a shootout with an officer in Dewey County, Oklahoma. So they have found him.
Okay.
First of all,
they said he also filmed two Facebook Live videos documenting him running from the police. Crazy. Okay. People are crazy.
I was a little distracted. Can you please put this in your news report? Like, why would somebody send me a shirt like this? It says Make America
they
Hate Again.
I saw that.
And it says Donald, Adolf, Joseph, Tale, and Mao. I don't even know who Joseph, Tale, and Mao are, but I know who Donald as in Donald Trump and Adolf as in Adolf Hitler is. Why would I ever wear this?
I don't know.
Like, there is absolutely no reason.
I guess it's kind of an against.
F that. Hate. And it says, Make America Hate. No way would I ever wear that.
And that's supposed to be Joseph Stalin.
Who is that? I'm stupid. Who is that?
He was a leader in the Soviet Union.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Well, in the never heard of Joseph Stalin?
Nope.
Well, in the Magic City Classic, Alabama A&M beat Alabama State in overtime, 42-41.
Good game.
Great game. All right, shout out to Alabama again. We had an amazing time out there.
29-23, Dallas Cowboys, 6-1, two games ahead of everybody in the NFC East. Best team in the NFC by far.
We beat you guys.
I don't care. What's that got to do with me?
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent right now, call us up. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you're pissed off. Whatever it may be.
Keep sending those Halloween costumes in, though. I'm trying to look and see what everybody's dressed up as.
That's right. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is a mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, man, it's Mike from Columbia, South Carolina, man.
803, what's happening?
Tell him why you mad,
Hey, man,
Mike.
What's going on? I'm mad the disrespect Dez Bryant was getting when they was talking about trading him. 115 yards last night and his touchdown, man.
We need Dez Bryant. We need a big threat at wide receiver. I'm going to be in Columbia this Saturday, too, at Empire for the after party for the USC homecoming game. Me and my man Bakari Sellers hosting that.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Breakfast Club? This is Sean from Roxbury.
What's up, Sean? Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I'm mad at Charlamagne, man. All he does is talk about his Dallas. What's up with my Patriots, yo? I can't wait till we meet.
First of all, we're going to meet in the Super Bowl this year, all right? That's number one. Number two, y'all win all the time, so it's not news when y'all win.
I know, ain't that sad?
Goodbye, man.
Sick, evil laugh.
Hello, who's this?
Arrogant-ass Patriots fan.
This is Anna from Charleston, South Carolina right
843,
now.
What's happening?
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I moved down here. I'm a military child, and I moved down here to get to know my family, get a little therapy. My father came home after 20-some years, and he's just not doing his thing. I'm too big to be feeling like this. He got a girl younger than me pregnant. He's Damn. Not handling his let out the way I expected, and I just had expectations that...
The man was in prison for 20 years, man. Can you cut him some slack? You come home and get you some young punani. I don't see the problem with that.
Oh, negative. I feel like he still has an obligation as a father, and he's been talking, and I have letters that I can line up from here to New York about what he would do and how he would do it. So he needs to stick to his word and be a man about it and take his time.
How long you been out?
The 2 years in February.
Yeah, you got to give him at least 4 to get readjusted to society.
I don't know.
Y'all so hard on people.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sade.
Hey, tell them why you mad, mama.
So I got pulled over last night.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yeah. I'm riding through South Carolina.
South Carolina heavy this morning on the phones. I love that.
Yes, I was just trying to get home coming from a trip. The officer was following me for about like 10 minutes. So I was like, okay, he's running my plates. He's going to see that nothing's wrong. But for some reason, he still pulled me over. Started asking me, you know, where do I go to school? Where do I live? Where am I headed? Mm-hmm. And I guess he was surprised that I was able to articulate myself so well. So he asked for my license. Thank God my boyfriend was on the phone with me the whole time. And he was like, you're doing great. You know, he asked you, what were the speed limits? And you were able to answer everything so well. So he thought you wasn't paying attention, but you were. He came back over and gave me like a warning. He was like, you know, just watch your speed and good luck with school. Even though I wasn't speeding, I was on cruise control going 40 when the speed limit was 45.
Wow.
I've never had that happen before, and this was late at night, so I was definitely nervous, and it hurt.
I definitely think you should file a report. You know, I had to do that before, too, with the police officer who was overly aggressive for no reason. I didn't know what was going on. But it is important to do things like that because a lot of times people don't want to take time to document and go to the police station and do what they have to do. But it is important. I had to do mine. At first, I had to go online and file a complaint. And then we had to follow up and do a mediation. But it's something that will go on their record. So if they have a history of doing things like that, it is important for you to go ahead and make sure that's known.
She's absolutely right.
Thank you for telling me that because it's definitely giving me motivation to definitely follow through with it. And I love you guys. Thank you.
Have
a good morning.
All right, be careful. Bo. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was One Dance Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I saw you just had an old head moment. You didn't mean to, though.
I definitely didn't mean to.
You in here talking to Taylor. Young Taylor works here at The Breakfast Club. She's like 24, 25.
Freshly waxed, by the way.
Yeah, Envy showed her something from Dead Presidents. She didn't know what it was. Now he's upset. He's like, you don't know what Dead Presidents is? No, she probably doesn't, Envy. That movie's what older than her.
What did she think it was?
She was like, is that a panda? Exactly. I was like, Dead Presidents, man. What's going on?
wrong with you?
You got to teach the youth, man. It's okay.
She had
all right?
no idea. I was like, how you black and didn't see that movie?
Because she's 25. That's why. She's a baby, all right?
That's one of them classics that you got
to
see.
That happened to me yesterday, too. Somebody going to send me a picture of two people clearly dressed up like characters from Dead Presidents. They talk about, yo, these dudes just told me that they after you bleached and lost weight. I said, man, shut your dumb ass up. Them the characters from Dead Presidents, you dumb ass.
Wow. Right? You had that pill.
No. So I was offended two times. I'm offended, number one, because I was offended because you don't know the characters from Dead Presidents, and offended because you thought that was funny that they said that.
Goodness gracious. All right. Now, when we come back, we got some rumors, G?
Yes. Let's talk about Mariah Carey. Now,
what's going on with that, man?
There were some rumors about a relationship that she had with, you know, one of her guys that she works with, her choreographer, Brian Tanaka. We'll tell you how she's saying there's no way those rumors could be true. And Nate Parker, new allegations against him. We'll tell you what's being brought up now.
All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, this breaking off the engagement is getting messier and messier. Now, Mariah Carey is saying that she was not cheating. James Packer was extremely jealous, and her choreographer, Brian Tanaka, who he was jealous of, has had a long-standing relationship with her. But she said one reason why, you know, she never cheated is because she's so traditional that she wouldn't have sex with somebody if they were not married.
There's nothing traditional about Mariah Carey. She walks around with her own lighting director, okay? That's not traditional.
Now, she said that her and James Packer lived together, but they spent weeks at a time on his yacht, but never got sexual. They always had separate rooms, whether they were on the boat, whether they were at home.
Oh, that's why he broke up with her. Drop on a clues bomb for him for making the right choices in life.
But they said that's why he was in arrest to get married.
That's why he's trying to marry her so fast.
Yes, he wanted to have sex, but they would make out all the time, but never, ever sealed the deal. And she said even if you ask Nick Cannon, they never had sex before they got married also.
Is Mariah Carey... Damn, let me see.
It's what?
I'm thinking, because if you're a billionaire, that's a good little game to play. If a girl wants to do the right thing and wait till marriage, you marry her, have sex with her, divorce her. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing.
That's
well,
a lot
they
of
never even got married, that's but she does want some things. She wants $50 million from him.
Who doing more drugs, Mariah Carey or Soulja Boy? You want $50 million because we broke up? Get the hell out of here.
That sounds crazy.
Partly because she had to uproot her family to go be in L.A. with him, and because after the breakup, she was so distraught, she had to cancel part of her tour. So that's why she wants that money. She also wants him to buy her a house in L.A.
Nah, boo.
What?
You should have stuck it out and got married to him before you asked for all those demands.
I didn't know you get a settlement just from breaking up.
No, you don't.
I thought if you were divorced.
No, you don't get no settlement.
You get one, but not just engaged.
There's not a judge in America who will let that ride.
Not at all.
According to Mariah Carey's sources, she's not even blaming the breakup on James Packer. She's blaming it on a former Scientology bigwig, Tommy Davis, who worked very closely with him and had a lot of influence on him and basically was saying, you're spending too much money on these gifts for Mariah Carey and trying to make him stop his wasteful spending.
By the way, if you're a guy and you break up with a girl because you feel like she's spending too much money and then she sues you for $50 million, you've been proven right.
Yeah, you're right.
But okay? She does get to keep the ring. The ring is worth $10 million.
I need that back, too.
I definitely need that back, by the way.
He's worth $4 billion or something like that.
That's a lot of money.
And she's worth $530 million.
I hope this don't start becoming a trend. Girls wanting inconvenience fees. Okay?
All right, Nate Parker, there are some other reports about him now from his past. And now there's a new report that says he exposed himself to a female student trainer at Penn State right after he was reinstated to the wrestling team while he was facing trial for those rape accusations.
Are y'all trying to ruin the DVD sales of Birth of a Nation now? You already killed the movie in theaters. What you trying to do now, bro?
According to Nate Parker, according to his lawyer, this is the first time he's ever heard of this. He recognizes the seriousness of the issue, but this claim is completely untrue. So they're investigating whether or not... This is how it all came up. It all came up with the Attorney General's investigation into charges against three former Penn State officials that failed to report Jerry Sandusky's sexual abuse. So they investigated whether Nate Parker's case contributed to a larger issue at Penn State, which is in their athletic department. They kind of disregard sexual misconduct accusations. So that's why this had even come back up again. So according to these reports... This female student trainer, he exposed himself to her and nothing ever happened. She never went to the police in 2000.
I heard Nate Parker's trying to do a Marcus Garvey movie. funny how these rumors just pop up all of a sudden when you hear about him wanting to do a Marcus Garvey
Stop
movie.
It.
Well, she says he told her he wanted to show her something, and then he pulled his pants down and exposed the top half of his penis. So he's saying it's not true. Mm. FYI.
Pull your pants down. He must have, I mean, if it's true, which is probably not, he must have been erect, and he pulled down his pants. You know how when you take your penis and you pull it up over your waistband? So it sticks up when it's hard.
So you've done this?
What?
No, you know when you got a hard on and you stand up, you don't want it to poke out, so you pull it up over the waistband?
Yes.
Well,
he must have had it up like that, lifted up his shirt, and you see the top half.
She reported this alleged incident to the school's assistant athletic director, and the school encouraged her to report it to the police, but she dropped it because she didn't want to have any retaliation against her. So,
Birth of a Nation still in theaters right now, damn it.
All right, Orlando Brown. We remember him from That's So Raven, and he's been posting a lot of crazy things on the internet since then. And we told you before, Raven Simone is leaving The View because she's going to be doing a spinoff of That's So Raven. Well, here's what he has to say if he's not involved in it.
You know, That's So Raven is nothing without, you know, Chelsea, you know, Kyle, you know what I mean, which is Corey. You know, you got Takiya, Crystal K. Mai, you got Rondell. I mean, we all... our family. I feel like a lot of the situations that that transpired as far as you know, my whole phone thing, the whole little situation that I brought up. I mean, it's really quite petty, but I cried for 3 days over that shit, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, me personally, it makes me feel like she could have treated the situation better.
Nope, Orlando, you stay over there as a member of the Washtang clan, okay? You want to get online and slander Raven Simone and didn't know she was rebooting that show? You sit your fat ass down somewhere, right? You won't be called...
Yeah, he's a little off.
No,
yeah.
It's not happening, buddy. Mm.
And that is all. Remember the whole incident with the phone where he said that she thought that he stole her cell phone or something?
No, don't want to hear. You want to talk about my areola? You want to talk about my nipples? Watch this That's So Raven reboot happen without you.
Damn it, man.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. We'll tell you about Hillary Clinton. Also, my Giants did not win, and they did not lose. I'll tell you about it.
And salute to Aaron, who just tweeted me and said, everybody's spreading rumors about Nat Turner. That's BS. That was almost 16 years ago. Stop the madness. No,
I thought
Aaron,
it was Nate Parker.
Exactly. My point exactly, Aaron.
My goodness.
Stop.
All right, front page news when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in football, Alabama A&M beat Alabama State in overtime for the classic, 42-41.
Is it Alabama A&M?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Every year, the classic.
That's a quick baseball.
Magic City Classic they play.
The Cubs beat the Indians, but still trail the World Series 3-2.
Man, that'd be crazy if the Indians blow a 3-1 lead to the Cubs.
Mm.
That'd be kind of... Cleveland don't deserve that.
Not at all.
No, they don't deserve that.
Now, the Bengals and the Redskins game in London ended in a tie. Patriots beat the Bills. Jets beat the Browns. Panthers beat the Cardinals. Texans beat the Lions. Saints beat the Seahawks. Raiders beat the Bucks in overtime.
Don't be
Chiefs beat the Colts. Broncos beat the Chargers.
Don't be disrespectful.
The Falcons beat the Packers.
Don't be disrespectful.
And tonight, the Vikings play the Bears in Monday Night Football.
All right. In Sunday Night Football, my Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 29-23.
Barely.
Drop one of Clues bombs for my Cowboys. Ain't no such thing as barely in football. A win is a damn win. We are now 6-1 on the season. Two games atop of everyone in the NFC East, and we're on the way to the Super Bowl.
When is Romo coming back?
We're going to be humble.
When is Romo coming back?
No matter when Romo's coming back. Romo is Vine, bro. That's what Romo needed to realize. Mm-hmm. He's Vine.
Romo's starting against... Okay. But you play next week? Cleveland?
We got a bye week next week.
No, you're playing Cleveland.
That's a bye week.
That's not a bye week.
That's a bye week.
Cleveland's going to bust your ass.
That's a bye
week.
That's a bye week. The 0-8 Cleveland Browns. By the way, that is a trap game.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but I'm not worried about that. That's a bye week next week.
All right. Well, let's talk about these Clinton email investigations, G.
Right now, right before the presidential election, the FBI director has announced that they have discovered additional emails. They're going to review them to see whether or not they are related to the investigation into her handling of classified information. All this happened is because they found 650,000 emails on a laptop that they believe was used by Anthony Weiner and his estranged wife, Huma Abedin, who is Clinton's close aide. And they're saying that these messages could have been sent to or from the private server that Hillary Clinton was using while she was Secretary of State. So it's going to take a long time to determine whether or not these messages are work-related and from that time period. And they did have to get a court order to start reviewing the emails. They got that court order over the weekend. And it's a big situation within the FBI. Some people feel like this should not be happening. You know, right now, these emails stretch back for some years. They were on a laptop that hadn't previously come up in the email probe. But we don't know whether or not these emails were already investigated or whether they're new ones. So we're going to have to wait and see.
You think that'll change people's opinion on who they're going to vote for in the elections next Tuesday, November 8th?
I think some people look at it like one of Hillary Clinton's biggest issues has been that people feel like she's not trustworthy.
So it may affect the undecided voters. But if you already committed to voting for Hillary, I don't think that'll affect you.
And if you already can't stand her, it's going to make you say, oh, she needs to be in jail.
You hate her anyway, yeah.
All I know is don't ruin the Breakfast Club's trip to the White House. Okay, if you want to see some real ghetto Negroes in the White House,
I think we are.
Don't ruin our chances. Okay?
I think we're pretty good.
Vote next week, okay?
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, during the rumors, Angela Yee, we discussed Mariah Carey. Now, tell the people if they just tuned in, what's going on with Mariah right now?
Mariah's on the same drug Soulja Boy been using all weekend. that's what's going on, Mariah.
Well, Mariah was engaged. She no longer is engaged. And she's asking for $50 million for
Lord
her problems.
Mercy. She got hacked.
During that engagement.
Mariah
period.
Didn't
she
say
gets
that.
To keep the $10 million ring. She wants $50 million and a house in LA.
I need that back.
Mariah didn't say that. She got hacked.
So we asking. I guess she wants an inconvenience fee. Is she out of her mind for asking that?
She has to move to LA, uproot her family, she's saying.
Is she out of her mind for
she's
that?
She's out of her rabbit-ass devil damn.
Or should she get all the things that she's asking for?
And they wasn't married.
Anything at all.
800-585-1051 is
they
Mariah.
They wasn't married, right?
No, she wasn't married.
No kids.
No kids.
Just dating.
Just going together. Just a couple smooches. He ain't even knock her off.
They ain't even knock her off, according to her.
She said they'd never had sex.
I didn't even get to smell the vagina.
They didn't even sleep in the same room.
Nope. And you want $50
million? 800-585-1051 is Mariah out of her mind for having it or wanting an inconvenience fee? Or should she get one? Call us up right now. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Diddy, I Need a Girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking out of the rumors about Mariah Carey. Now, her and her fiancé broke up, and she wants how much money?
$50 million plus a house in L.A.
Million plus the house, and she keeps the ring.
And he's letting her keep the ring.
So the question is, 800-585-1051.
She's been wearing it on her right hand now, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Is Mariah Carey out of her mind, or should there be an inconvenience
Mariah
fee?
Carey on the same drugs that Soulja Boy been using all weekend, okay? Because first and foremost, if you have never had sex with me, which she said hasn't happened.
Right.
We weren't married. We ain't got no kids. We was just going together. The audacity, the unmitigated gall of you to ask me for $50 million. And I allegedly broke up with you because you spending too much money. And now you're proving me right by suing me for $50 million. What have you done to deserve this $50 million?
She shouldn't get the $50 million. She shouldn't get a house in L.A. And if she's a real G, a real boss, she get that ring back.
And she's showing me that she was only in this relationship for the money.
Absolutely. She get that ring back. If it didn't mean nothing, get a ring back. I don't need this. She's Mariah, right? She got all this money. I don't need that ring.
Nah, I think Mariah might be hurting a little bit with money. Number one, she's doing reality TV. When you do reality TV this late in the game, at the level she's at, and you trying to get $50 million inconvenience fee. You know what an inconvenience is? Breaking up and a man leaving you with herpes.
So you think she about to pawn it? You think she about to go to the pawn shop and pawn that ring?
Oh, no, she's still wearing it. Listen, Mariah Carey's net worth is crazy, though. She is worth like $500 million.
What is her liquid worth? You know, I can go.
But she just had all those shows in Vegas. She made like $5 million a month.
There's some people that I know, that I know for a fact are members of the Washington clan, and their net worth is still popping. Okay.
Yeah, that net worth don't mean
that
anything.
Don't
she
mean
did a $150 million deal with Elizabeth Arden.
And that means, okay. So
that's a lot of money.
So chop that in half because of taxes.
Right.
Then you got manager fees, agent fees, lawyer fees. And how long ago was that?
It was like 9 years ago.
All right.
You got to also think, you know, Mariah, she lives extravagantly. You know what I mean? She flies private. She does a lot of things that normal people don't do.
Orlando Brown, one of the most prominent members of the Washington clan, is worth $200,000, according to celebrity net worth, okay? Who else is washed out here? Who else,
is
washed? Name some washed people. Let me Google their net worth.
Well, that wasn't just their net worth. I was looking at all of her assets. They did a whole article about how much she's worth.
Yeah, but with that, you got to go liquid in investments.
All right, I'm not saying this man is washed. I'm just saying he hasn't had a hit in a long time.
Who's that?
Jaquan. All right, salute to St. Louis. Net worth is $500,000.
Right.
Maybe he's writing to people or doing jingles.
All right, G.
Did you say jingles?
Okay.
Did you say jingles?
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on, this is a big one.
This is a big one.
Okay, go.
Chingy.
Chingy.
All right. Salute to St. Louis again.
Yeah, Chingy.
Net worth $15 million.
You don't think he got that?
All right.
He might be doing jingles.
He was on couples therapy.
He was just on couples therapy.
He was on couples therapy. He might have some bread.
All right, God bless Chingy. God bless Jaquan.
Why you always go to Chingy and Jaquan?
Those my go-tos,
that's your
baby.
Go-tos.
Those my go-tos. I'm just trying to keep the ball where it need to be, all right?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tiffany calling from Vegas.
Hey, Tiffany from Vegas. Good morning.
Hey.
Now, we're talking Mariah. Is she out of her damn mind for wanting inconvenience?
She's out of her rabbit ass. She is ridiculous. No, you don't keep the ring, heifer, because when somebody keeps the ring, it's under the pretense that y'all gonna get married. Y'all didn't even make it that damn far. No, give the damn ring back.
That's what I said.
You want a house in L.A.? Didn't you just complain about uprooting the damn family to move to L.A. to be with him? Now you want a house in L.A.? Why?
That's real.
Well,
we'll see how he responds, because he hasn't responded yet, so we'll see what
I'm
he
not gonna lie, this
say.
Makes me look at Mariah Carey
you,
different.
Mama.
Mariah Carey supposed to be a diva of
That's
legendary
what I said,
status.
She's boss.
She look like she a member of the Washington Clan right now.
800-585-1051. We're talking Mariah. Is she out of her mind for wanting an inconvenience fee for breaking up with that billionaire? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Drake with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And happy Halloween to everybody out there heading to school, heading to work. Happy Halloween to you. Now, we're talking Mariah Carey. Now, she and her fiancé, it looks like they're splitting, but she wants an inconvenience fee of $50 million, we'll say allegedly, $50 million. She wants a house in L.A., and she wants to keep the $10 million.
Mariah Carey's out her devil damn mind, and I really feel like she's having some type of financial problems because, number one, you were spending all this man's money, allegedly, that's what he said, and right. Number two, you want $50 million and a house just for a breakup? It wasn't a divorce. We ain't got no kids together, just a breakup. I can understand if he gave her an STD. That's really the biggest convenience. When you're dating somebody and then y'all break up, like he left you with herpes, you know what I'm saying? Gave you a little syphilis, a little gonorrhea, maybe the big dog.
So in some cases, you could see getting palimony, just not in.
Yeah, if I give you an STD, that's an inconvenience. Right. This ain't no inconvenience. We just broke up, boo.
Right. Hello, who's this?
I'm Luz. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mama. We're talking Mariah Carey. Does she deserve an inconvenience fee?
No, she didn't. She's out of her rabbit ass mind.
A lot of rabbit ass minds out here.
Wait, what's going on?
Hello, who's this?
My name is Angie. I'm from Orlando.
Hey, what's up, Angie? We're talking Mariah Carey. She split up with her fiance and wants an inconvenience fee. What do you think?
I agree with Charlamagne. I think Mariah Carey lost her rabbit mind. She needs to take her
milk.
Did you say
rabbit,
Charlamagne?
I think I did.
Damn. Like, why is everybody saying rabbit ass?
Everybody out there, rabbit ass mind.
No one thinks she should get any money.
No. No. Hello, who's this?
This is Jeremy from Philly.
Jeremy from Philly. We're talking Mariah Carey, man. Is she out her rabbit ass mind or should she get some money?
Well, we all know that Mariah Carey is out of her rabbit ass mind. So her asking for this money should not be a surprise. And yeah, give it to her. She's a cartoon character.
What you mean, give it to her? I'm not giving her. What's going to give her $50 million?
Yeah, just let her have it. Charlamagne, you're the bird of the show.
He is the bird.
Yeah, you're the bird. You should be with it.
Fair is fair, though. Okay? It's even rules to this bird thing.
There are.
And this ain't how we play when it comes to the bird
game. And there's rules
to
this rabbit thing, too.
Hello, who's this?
Big Mike from Albany, New York.
Big Mike. We're talking Mariah Carey. She broke up with her fiance. She wants an inconvenience fee, allegedly, of $50 million, a house in L.A., and she wants to keep the ring. What do you think?
I think Mariah Carey's out of her mind. First of all,
her rabbit ass mind.
Yeah, her rabbit ass mind. Because she, first of all, this dude, she should be paying this dude. I mean,
what?
She's had a monster lineup since she was like 17 years old. There was a low self-esteem era for her when she was messing with some thousandaires, you know what I'm saying? She got lucky and hit herself with a billionaire, but she uprooted her family, broke Nick Cannon's heart to go be with this 80-year-old dude, or however old he is. She wants $50 million from him. She should be giving him $50 million because he invested in that kitty cat and got zero. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm.
So now he's about to be known as the bozo that bagged Mariah Carey, broke up a happy home.
Well, she was already separated and everything when she met him.
He swooped right in, though. I ain't gonna lie. Right after. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Biv.
Biv, what's up, man? We're talking Mariah Carey. Is she out of her rabbit-ass mind, or what do you think?
Yo, listen, Charlamagne called it, old man. She out of her rabbit-ass mind. She's looking for money.
She's looking for money,
bro.
Bothering me.
You need money, bro.
Rabbit lives matter.
Yeah, because look, man, she doing that reality show, and Buddy didn't even beat nothing, you know what I'm saying, and bust a nut, and you trying to get 50 mil?
Word up, you ain't give me no poo.
So if she would have sex with him, then it'd be okay?
No.
So what does that have to do with anything?
That means a lot.
Nah, it wouldn't be okay, I mean, but she acting like her made out of gold.
Hey, watch your mouth, man, watch your mouth. Goodness gracious.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is Mariah Carey's out of her rabbit-ass mind, and kids, you should just say no. Okay, don't let this become a trend. We break up, and if she thinks she should get a dime for that, then she is definitely on the finest narcotics that Soulja Boy can buy.
All right. All right, we got rumors on the way.
Well, since you mentioned Soulja Boy, we'll talk about all the drama that he was in, that he created over the weekend. And mind you, he has an album coming out with Bow Wow called Ignorant.
It's already out.
It's out.
Oh, it's out already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he has an album out.
There you go.
I just thought it was streaming.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker Phil.
Howdy. It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, how did all this beef start over the weekend? It got a little bit crazy.
Drugs.
And this all involves Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty, India Love, and then somehow Keke Palmer ended up in the midst of everything as well. Now, here is what Soulja Boy describes as the beef with him and Lil Yachty starting.
Lil Yachty texted me telling me to take a picture down in India Love. I've been with this girl for years, and I ain't never even heard of this. She ain't never even met this. I'm not no bitch, bro. I done shot before. I done beat up. Everybody that's just beefing with me, Lil Yachty, all y'all just squash the bro. Because if after tomorrow I hear anything else, we taking it to the streets, bro. And y'all leave me alone. I'm finna count these millions. Oh,
who was that?
That's Soulja Boy talking about the beef with him and Lil Yachty.
Shut
starting.
Up.
It all started because he did post a picture, India Love. And I guess he's trying to say that Lil Yachty reached out to him and said that was his girl to take it down. India Love, on her behalf, has said she's not dating anyone or either one of them. And Soulja Boy actually posted some text messages between him and India Love. She wrote, please stop. He said, SMH, okay. That N-word tried me, though, love. That is crazy. You really dating that N-word? If you are, I'll stop it. It is what it is. I respect you. And then she said, I don't date anyone. And Soulja Boy said, never said me and India was dating, but Lil Yachty, I thought you said she was your shorty. Beefing over a girl that don't claim you, kill yourself, homie. You a bozo. And then India Love went on her Twitter and she said, so N-word still lie on their D in 2016? Jeez. That's when Soulja Boy responded, I F'd you four times, Roar, and something in you. Should I release the tape?
Shot her club up.
Damn. Oh, you ain't know I was recording with my iPhone. And then somehow, miraculously, some naked picture of India Love that looks like it's a screenshot from a video ended up posted on the blogs.
By the way, saying you had sex with a girl four times, right? That kind of makes both of y'all look crazy. I mean, that's not like just an insult to her. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Don't call me a hoe and then say that you had sex
it takes two to have raw sex, Soulja. Both of y'all are reckless out here.
All right, Soulja Boy said, yes, I made videos. Yachty was me. SZA was me. Earlier, India was me. But just know that picture leaking, I would never do no ish like that. I know who hacked me, though.
Trust me,
I'm going to get them. I don't even talk like that. Never said the word slut. Okay, my tweets, the location is on that tweet. It's not hacker. I promise to God. Anything regarding India Love from my social media was from a hacker. SMH, people are crazy, especially exes. My Twitter and iCloud was hacked, just changed all my passwords.
You promised to God that you got hacked when you know you didn't get hacked. You can't trust a word that come out of Soulja Boy's mouth. But that's the same guy who signed the $400 million deal. Let's not forget.
Well, he got a little ahead of himself with that one. Now, Lil Yachty then was performing, and here's what happened during his show.
Old ass called Soulja Boy. And then on the count of three, I want to hear Soulja Boy. 1, 2, 3. Washed up, old ass, dirty ass. Don't nobody listen to check that Soulja Boy no more. Suck my mother.
He said Soulja Boy, oh.
By the way, that is the most hilarious thing in the world to me, that Lil Yachty called Soulja Boy old. Soulja Boy is like 26 years old. Lil Yachty's like 18. But Soulja Boy is an old ass nigga. Y'all do know all of y'all got birthdays, right? Well, two things you can't hang your hat on in life. That's money and youth. Okay? Because both can be fleeting.
Soulja
Boy
older.
Old?
You're going to get old if you like it.
All right. Then here's what else Lil Yachty had to say in an interview about Soulja Boy.
I'm happy. I ain't worried about it. I think it's funny. But hey, I guess when you get locked up, you gotta go to separate measures.
You know, I will never know what that's like, but...
He also said he's way bigger than him. He said, we're not on the same level. That was my idol. Your idols become your rivals. I was upset, but I've never been someone to lie. I don't beef over females. And he said, that's how it started. That's why I don't even get mad. I said, F Soldier Boy, I don't give a F about that N-word, bro. I don't want to fight him. He said, if we're in the same room, I'd slap the ish out of him.
Man, they talking so reckless.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think neither one of y'all going to do nothing to each other.
Soldier Boy has since sort of kind of apologized. Check it out.
Yachty, man, you know I love you, bro. I just need to smoke a blunt, bro.
Oh, my God.
You know how Big Soldier start tweaking when he ain't got no weed.
Let me tell you something. As a dinosaur out here, right? Since Soldier Boy's old.
We ancient.
As a dinosaur, y'all don't know how ridiculous y'all look and how y'all sound, okay? You really don't. Like, I mean, I'm sitting back watching. First of all, I can't believe. You know what? I got four after the hour. Donkey today.
You know what? I had more rumor report for you, but we'll do that in the next hour. I guess we'll have to talk about Kid Cudi versus Lupe Fiasco versus Drake in the next hour. Charlamagne will get more into this beef with Soulja Boy and Lil Boat.
Yachty. Now, Dinosaur Charla.
Yes. old man.
Yes.
Yes.
Who are you giving a donkey to?
I got
to
give out a double donkey because I really can't decide who I want to give donkey to. So I need Mariah Carey and Soulja Boy to come to the front of the congregation.
Wow, double donkey? Yes, do you have time?
Yes, I do. It's quick. It's nothing. It's light work.
All right. Well, happy Halloween. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Monday, October 31st. Halloween is a double donkey because I really couldn't decide who should get this hee-haw this morning, so I decided to let them share the day. First up, Mariah Carey. Now, if you haven't heard, Mariah Carey has broken up with her billionaire boyfriend, and she is asking for a $50 million inconvenience fee and a house in L.A., and she wants to keep the $10 million ring he bought her when he proposed. Now, let's put all this in context. The billionaire said he broke up with her because she was spending all his money, and she said that's not true. He was controlling and abusive. That's why they broke up. I'm sure the truth lies somewhere in the middle of all this, but here's the reality of the situation. Mariah Carey is out her rabbit-ass mind. There is no inconvenience fee when you and a person break up, okay? You two weren't married. You don't have any kids together. There is nothing inconvenient about this breakup. The only inconvenience is the fact that Mariah Carey can't conveniently dip into that billionaire's bank account whenever she wants. Now, to top it off, Mariah Carey says she's traditional and hasn't had sex with the billionaire yet. So on top of you suing me for $50 million and wanting a house in L.A. simply because we broke up, you ain't even let me smash. The only person who seems to have been inconvenienced in this situation is the billionaire. I'm letting you spend all this money, all my cash, and you ain't even let me sniff the poom-poom? That isn't inconvenient. Mariah Carey didn't get an STD. Catching herpes from someone you're dating, or syphilis, or gonorrhea, that's an inconvenience. But a simple breakup? Mariah Carey is a legend. A diva, but she's not acting like it right now. In fact, she's sounding like one of the founding members of the Washington Clan. She sounds like she is desperate and hurting for money. Mariah Carey is tripping, stumbling, and falling, and she is clearly on the same narcotics that Soulja Boy was on this weekend, which conveniently leads me into the person who is sharing Donkey of the Day honors with Mariah Carey today, Soulja Boy. Now, Soulja Boy is going to be the first celebrity who allows his followers to get him beat up, arrested, or killed. Okay, I watched Soulja Boy's timeline a little bit this weekend because the stupidity of some people intrigues me so much, and Soulja Boy is one of those people, okay? On one hand, he's clearly a smart kid, and he retweets people saying how much of a genius he is and how smart he is, and some of that is true as far as what he's been able to accomplish in the music business, the unorthodox way he broke through. He kind of started the wave of people utilizing the internet to become stars, so I give him props for that. But there's absolutely nothing smart or wise about incriminating yourself online. Now, I can't even begin to tell you who exactly Soulja Boy was beefing with this weekend. Angela Yee tried to explain it during Rumor Report.
I tried to break it down.
All I know is it started with Lil Yachty, and then Soulja Boy went on social media and started incriminating himself. On one tweet I saw he put out, he said, I will put a $100,000 bounty on people's heads if they beef with me. Then he was retweeting people saying they will kill Lil Yachty for Soulja if he gives them that bag. And all I kept thinking was, does Soulja have any OGs that can slap him in the back of the head and tell him relax? These be the same dudes that will cry about somebody snitching on them, but you're dumbass snitching on yourself. I would never understand people incriminating themselves on social media. Now, I guess Soulja Boy realized the error in his ways because he ran a play out of the 2012 social media celebrity playbook, and he said he got hacked. Soulja Boy, I don't know if you realize this or not, but you posted videos, my guy. I don't care how fast you deleted those videos. Social media caught them. And unless you got a hologram or unless somebody has a great Soulja Boy costume for Halloween, you wasn't hacked. Can we hear one of those videos of Soulja Boy incriminating himself?
Boy, stop playing with me, ass nigga. You know I'm having two condos in Atlanta and a mansion in Atlanta. And you know you just got robbed. Don't make me expose you. Don't get smoked. Don't get smoked over a little ass kid beefing over a bitch that he ain't never even met, folks. I swear to God, I'm having 150 shooters in Atlanta. Damn the address. You talking about?
Sheesh.
I don't even know who he was talking to. I don't even know what he was talking about. All I know is that can be used against you in a court of law in case whoever you talking about does get shot. Soldier, we saw you, okay, talking all that tough talk just to say you got hacked. That's the second best lie Soulja Boy's told this year. The first was telling people he signed a $400 million deal. All right, but I don't get mad at him for telling these lies. I get mad at the dumbass people who be retweeting them and that believe these lies. Please give Mariah Carey and Soulja Boy the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that double donkey, sir.
Yes.
When we come back, it is Halloween. You got any Halloween music?
Oh, my gosh.
You ain't got nothing Halloween?
Play something about Sierra. That's really scary.
You better leave Sierra alone.
Today is Halloween. 800-585-1051. What are we talking about?
What's the craziest Halloween costume song? The only ones I can think of is that Monster Mash song.
The Monster Mash, Ghostbusters.
What else?
I'm friends with
play
the
another
monster.
Drake record. That scares me every morning. The fact that we play so much. Play Controller one more time right now. That's scary.
Well, we're talking Halloween costumes today. What do you guys want to do? Y'all want to do the craziest Halloween costume or the Halloween costume you can't wear to work? Which one you want to go? Which way?
I grew up Jehovah's Witness. I don't care.
You came in with a costume today.
You sure did.
You came in as Hillary Clinton. I heard Envy scaring people in the hallway.
I did. I definitely scared out.
Well, I had asked people to send in some pictures of their cute little costumes. I saw a lot of people had. You saw Tyga was Joel Santana?
That was dope.
It was cute.
They had a little Dipset crew. So 800-585-1051. What's the craziest or dopest Halloween costume you've seen thus far? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Travelers can't let you go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, happy Halloween to everybody out there. We're asking, what is the craziest Halloween costume that you've seen? So, shout to Tyga. He was Joel Santana. Him and his crew was Dipset. That was pretty dope. Kylie was Christina Aguilera. I seen Beyonce. She was Beyonce,
Pepper,
her mom,
Salt and Pepper.
And her daughter was Salt and Pepper and Spinderella.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that. Who else did I see? I don't know what Puff was. What was Puff?
I don't know what that was. He had a
was
wig
he Thor
on.
With the hair?
It looked like he was Thor.
Thor.
If he wasn't Thor, he was just gay. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be gay for Halloween.
Oh, man. I seen Big Sean. He was a stormtrooper from Star Wars.
You saw Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
What were they?
They was the starting front court for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Stop. That's what they were. Okay. That's what the hell they were. Two big ass motherfuckers.
Angela Yee, I don't know what you were. You were,
I didn't come in with a costume on today. I'm not going to lie.
You're not going to dress up for Halloween?
No.
What?
I can't lie. I haven't even thought about it because I've been doing so much work every day. It's been the last thing. It is.
Well, I'm going to the juice bar later with my mask on. I'm going to give out candy.
Scared already.
Okay. Now, Charlamagne, you was Hillary Clinton.
I wasn't Hillary Clinton. I just have this Hillary Clinton mask. I grew up Jehovah's Witness. So I really don't give a damn about Halloween, to be totally honest with you.
But your daughter celebrates.
She definitely does. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you call it a celebration. Is Halloween a celebration?
I had some of the worst Halloweens when I was a kid.
Wow.
One year, I had piano lessons, and my piano teacher had a cat, and I had a terrible allergy attack, and my mom wouldn't let me go trick-or-treating, and I was crying the whole time at home in my costume waiting to go outside, and she said no.
I find out a lot about you, Yee. I don't think your parents love you. You've never been to Disney World.
I was forced to take piano lessons.
You're forced to take piano lessons. You don't know how to swim. Your parents never hugged you.
What? Now you're going too far.
All right, maybe I just made that up. What up, Papa Yee? Hello, who's this?
803.
What's the 803 Metro. I'm going to be there Saturday at Empire Nightclub.
What's the craziest Halloween costume, Mama?
Y'all, it's been these Joanne the Scammer costumes. Like, they're hilarious. People coming in, getting dragged out by security, saying, get out of my Caucasian house. I can't get enough with it.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not up on Joanne the Scammer, so I didn't know what the hell was going on. I saw Teyana Taylor doing that.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I seen her in the airport. She killed that outfit. That was dope.
I can't say she killed it in that because I don't know who Joanne the Scammer is.
No.
I know him, but okay. I don't keep watching like that.
I'm surprised we did the Breakfast Club this year. I didn't see no Breakfast Club this year.
We ain't popping enough to be no Halloween costume.
About that?
What the hell would we be a Halloween costume for?
There was a couple last year.
It wasn't no couple.
Yes, it was.
I didn't see. I saw some cute little kids dressed up as Drake.
I seen Drake.
We're not even the most popping Breakfast Club of all time. So
Drake dressed up as $2 Steve.
The Drake dressed up as $2 Steve.
Oh, that was dope. So, now drop one of Clues Bomb for that, because if you may not know who $2 Steve is, but Steve is a really good dude who passes out $2 bills at damn near every concert, every event that you possibly could be at. He's a real good dude.
And he says peace and blessings as he gives
you
$2.
Yes, he does. He spreads a lot of good energy. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Drake dressed up as him, I was like, all right, that's dope.
Hello, who's this?
Jay from Duval.
What's the craziest Halloween costume you seen, bro?
Man, I just seen a dope Prince Power Ranger mashed up.
A Prince Power Ranger?
Prince Purple Rain costume, and he had a purple Power Ranger helmet with the hell hanging out.
With the what hanging out?
Hair hanging out.
With the hell? With Prince's little hell?
Nah, he should have had on a purple. He should have had on a purple Power Ranger outfit with his ass out. Now that'd have been dope.
All right.
Oh, goodness. 800-585-1051. Happy Halloween. We're asking, what's the craziest Halloween costume you've seen? Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. Be safe. Now, Charlamagne, you don't take your kids trick-or-treating, right?
Only reason I'm not going to take my kids trick-or-treating this year, well, you know, they do trick-or-trunking to school, which is dope. My daughter already did that. She did that on Friday. But the only reason I don't take her trick-or-treating this year is because of all the Trump-Pence signs in my neighborhood. Like literally every other house in my neighborhood has a Trump-Pence sign.
That's true.
So I can only assume that people who don't have the sign are supporting him but don't want people to know. Right. So I don't think me and my black-ass family should be knocking on their doors.
Those are haunted houses.
By the way, that looks scarier to me than any Halloween decoration. My neighborhood is very frightening. I'd pull in my neighborhood and it's mad Halloween decorations and mad Trump-Pence signs in the yard.
I'm
going to
stay home and watch scary movies. I enjoy that.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes.
I'm going to take, you know, in my neighborhood, they have like a 3-block radius where just everybody trick-or-treats and it's like a whole neighborhood goes out there. I'm going to take them out there, take them trick-or-treating.
Hey, salute to Logic too, man. Our guy Dre at 103.5 The Beat in Miami, who runs the Breakfast Club down there. He has a dope-ass Spider-Man outfit.
Oh, he does?
Yes, that's the Miles Morales Spider-Man right there. Mm. And that looks very, very lifelike, okay? He spent some money on that one. Salute to my man Logic.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is Dre from North Carolina.
Dre, what's the craziest Halloween costume you seen, bro?
The dopest one I've seen so far was these chicks. They dressed up as, like, the crew from Orange is the New Black. So they had, like, the crazy eyes, you know,
that's a good one.
All of those. Yeah, so they had their whole crew dressed up as them. So that was dope.
I mean, I saw some people dressed up as a Kanye West famous video, laid down, like, the wax figures.
Right.
Yo, this is a dope Spider-Man outfit. It even got the abs. I'm still looking at Logic's picture. This is dope.
Oh, I'm looking at it too now.
This is dope.
Hello, who's this?
AC from Jersey.
Hey, what was the craziest Halloween costume you seen?
Man, I saw somebody dressed as Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, man. Like,
what?
Put papers taped on them and said they was Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, man.
That's a nice, good, cheap, creative.
Yeah, that's creative and unique.
Creative, unique gift.
Now, Kevin Hart's wife, her and her crew with TLC, which was dope. I thought that was dope.
Oh, this is nice. Somebody tweeted me 2 years ago. They won a $300 Visa card at Metro PCS in Detroit, and that was with me. And then they posted a picture. I was in Detroit on Halloween. I remember I had to do some appearances, and all the little kids were dressed up. It was super cute. Halloween is like a kid's holiday for me. I think it's really cute to see how all the kids are dressed.
Hello, who's this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, what's the craziest Halloween costume you seen, bro?
I think it was a couple. It was Donald Trump was the guy, and the female was Hillary Clinton dressed in a jail jumpsuit and, like, prison bars.
Oh, yeah, gosh. I seen that. Hillary was in a jail jumpsuit, and Donald Trump was taking it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that one. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Denton Real with Million MC March.
What's up, bro? We're asking, what's the craziest Halloween costume you saw?
Craziest Halloween costume I saw was a dude wearing a unicorn outfit with a dress on.
a unicorn. What was he supposed to be?
If he had a unicorn outfit with a dress on, you know he where he wanted to put his horn, right?
I'm just saying the unicorn, he had the unicorn top. The bottom was like with a dress. I think he was transfigured in some type of way. Yo, shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to DJ Envy. Shout out to Angela Yee. Million MC March on November 8th. Million MC March November 8th at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial.
A million MCs march? What the hell is a million MCs marching for?
I don't know.
Okay. Man, listen, million MC march.
Listen,
November 8th,
a million
Thomas
MCs marching.
Okay. Not interested.
Nah. All right, what's the moral of the story,
guys?
Oh,
and one year I was in Miami for Halloween, and this guy came up to me. He was dressed in an all-gold spandex outfit. And I said, what are you supposed to be? He said he was a golden shower.
Wow. Mm. I mean, there is no moral. I mean, the only moral is I think that, you know, costumes should be very creative, or they should be very scary. By the time I thought of something really scary, it was kind of too late to put it together.
What you want to be?
I wanted to be the blue waffle disease. You ever seen the STD called blue waffles?
No.
Google it, ladies and gentlemen. Do yourself a favor this morning.
It could have been
schmegma. No, blue waffle looks way worse than schmegma.
Oh, my gosh. What made you even look that up?
Just Google the STD blue waffle. It's a condition that's not really a sexually transmitted disease, but they say it's caused because of dirt. A bacterial infection caused because of dirt. Just Google it and tell me that ain't the scariest thing you could be for Halloween next year. Blue waffle disease.
I'm not going to look it up.
My goodness. All right.
Someone else look it up and I'll watch your reaction.
That's okay. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yeah, we'll talk about Lupe Fiasco versus Kid Cudi versus Drake. There's a lot of things going on right here because now Kanye's involved in this because of the song that Drake did. I'll give you the whole breakdown. A lot of things require intricate breakdowns this morning in the rumor report.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Azealia Banks went on Access Hollywood, and she was breaking down her version of the events that happened at Russell Crowe's hotel room, where she's claiming that she was called the N-word, she was spit at, or she said spit on, but spit at, and where she was kicked out. Okay, here's what she had to say.
It all happens so fast. Like, Russell Crowe's like, oh, well, you haven't done anything in your career, and I'm just like, well, nobody's checking for you right now. Like, so settle down, you know? So Russell Crowe looks at me. He goes, even if you tried, you wouldn't even get the chance. And then he chokes me, picks me up, throws me out of the room, and spits on me. RZA is just like, immediately, like, he's just kind of, like, giving me, like, the look, like, oh, my God, you, like, f***ing up my seat at the table with the white guys. Like, he was like, don't say anything. And then there's, like, no tape. Like, then you call the hotel. I was like, where's the tape? Like, where's the tape? Because every time something like this happens, I'm always, like, being blamed for, like, wanting this kind of attention. Like, and I'm just, like, really humiliated.
Okay. Why are we still talking about this?
Then she went on Instagram and posted a picture of RZA from when he was on TMZ Live. And she said, what other confirmation do you need? RZA himself confirmed that Russell spat on me. Meanwhile, RZA is an ex-crackhead with 9 children he doesn't take care of. You guys just honestly want a reason to dislike me. What more proof do you need? He spat on her, but she deserved it. This dusthead N-word, RZA is a bop.
Yeah, safe to say Azealia Banks won't be signing the RZA again.
Nah, that's a wrap.
And he put her in a movie and everything. Now, just to clarify, RZA never said that Russell Crowe spat on her. This is what he said happened.
Azealia was insulting a lot of people in the room. Then she started threatening this girl about she's going to smash her face in her glass. Russell said it won't happen, you won't make it. Then she actually grabs the glass, attacks. Russell blocks the glass, and then expels her from the room. We get outside the door. I get in between them. She's trying to get back inside the room. Russell does spit at her. Spit didn't hit her. If anything, the spit would have got on me because I was in between them. She tried to get back in the room. I said, yo, AZ, chill. You know, like I said, I don't know what overcame her. I never couldn't expect her to kind of have that kind of personality like that.
Whether you spit on her or spit at her, it's still bad, though.
Well, she's.
I mean, if I shoot
at
Envy, I still shot at him.
I would say this, because I know RZA personally. He's never been the type of person that's tried to cater to white people and tried to get a seat at the table or none of that. He's always done his own thing and not really been concerned about that. People usually come to him because they want him to do stuff. I know him for 20 years. Like, he's always been really respectful to women. I feel like he did a lot for her. He flew her out. He told his side of the story, saying that he was basically trying to help her out, help her get a deal. He never signed her, but he was, you know, he fought for her to be in the movie. She had a bad reputation. People said don't work with her. And then he still did. And then this happens. So I can't imagine that. He's the type of person that if somebody did something crazy, he don't care who you are, he'll try to stop and indict it.
Well,
so
don't use the reference of shooting at me, please. Like, you could use any other reference.
Just happened.
Just don't use that reference.
I'm just saying. Well, not shooting.
Now, if I shoot at you, kept making a gun thing. Don't do that to me.
Shooting you,
nah, I know.
And shooting at you is kind of the same thing. I'd rather be shot at, though.
I just don't use that as a reference point.
I don't want either to happen.
You could use anything.
Yeah, shooting is a little harsh of an example.
So it's fitting.
Because I say this, I've seen people get into fights and like throw something against the wall, but not at somebody. But just because they're mad,
yeah, but you
or
still
break
threw
something.
Something at the person, though.
No, like, I said not at the person, but at the wall. Like, I've seen people get into fights.
Well, he said she spit at her. He did say that.
Right, and it didn't hit her. But she keeps saying he spit on her. But it didn't touch her. So I just want to clarify
still all
that.
Bad.
All right. But he did say she was acting erratic, and she's not really taking responsibility for anything that she did. She's basically acting like Russell Crowe just attacked her out of nowhere. All right, Kid Cudi. He's in rehab, as we all know. And a lot of people were upset about this Two Birds, One Stone that Drake put out, where he took some shots at Kid Cudi, talking about his drug use. You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through your phases, life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest and give you tropical flavors. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zanned and perked up. Okay, so when reality set in, you don't got to face it. If you don't remember exactly what was said in the song. Well, Kid Cudi responded from rehab. Drake, say it to my face, vagina. You think it's a game? I want to see you say it to my face. I'll be out soon, promise.
Like I said last week, no, I didn't think Drake went too far because this is hip-hop. And now I definitely don't think he went too far because it's very hip-hop to respond from rehab when you're undergoing depression that you're going to give somebody the fade.
Well, on that Two Birds, One Stone song, interestingly enough, people were talking about this over the weekend. Kanye is one of the song's writers and composers and a co-producer. And so some people are saying, okay, I thought Kanye has been offering some words of support for Kid Cudi, but they had their own back and forth, so maybe he had a change of heart after this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lupe Fiasco managed to get into the middle of all of it, and he said, it's childish and it's petty, but he deserves all of it and more in regards to the Two Birds, One Stone song. And then he said, you pushing what you think you know about this dude. I'm acting what I know. That dude is foul and needs his ass beat, period. He called me a thief in public, had all kinds of people ishing on me for no reason, then ducked a conversation to clarify or squash it on my mom's. I tried everything to get in touch with this dude. I looked out for spit in my face and ran. That ain't cool nowhere. Folks talking like a depressed person can't be held responsible for their actions.
Cut his
Rob
spit in
a
his
bank
face?
And tell the, I don't know what that's about. Mm-mm. Rob a bank and tell the judge you did it because you was depressed. Press. Even still, okay, he says, not once have I denigrated or talked down on mental health in any shape, way, or form. I actually supported Cudi when he was on edge years ago.
That's what I tell you about all these artists, though. We don't know these people. You think you know these people. You know the perception that they put out there. You know their music, but you don't know them personally. They personally know each other. So if they don't like each other, they probably got good reason for not liking each other.
Right. Everybody's not always going to get along. And by the way, since we talked about Drake's song, you know, he bought 21 Savage a Ferrari for his 24th birthday. Over the weekend. So what a great birthday present. And 21 Savage is on that song, Sneakin'. But then he's also on Meek Mill's album, right? Dream Chasers.
He's on this record called Offended. That record is tough. It's with Young Thug and 21 Savage and Meek Mill.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, it's Halloween, so let me know your favorite Halloween joint, all right?
I'm looking at all these cute costumes on Twitter. So cute.
At DJ Envy, let me know your favorite Halloween joint. And I'll get it on for you this morning, all right? And if you're out there, you're trick-or-treating tonight, be safe. Be careful out there, all right? Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's all about your favorite Halloween joints. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.